Beza caipa, aleluia, ó poder, si, ó poder, si, inindo, vimba, ne, kutinda sika. Shall we bow our heads? Hallelujah, Omina, happy tonight. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we want to ask the Lord to keep us true. Amen. Because there is a race that we must run, not only a race, there are victories to be won. Keep me true, Lord Jesus, keep me true. Hallelujah, keep me true, Lord Jesus, keep me true. Well, there is a race I must run, they are victories to be won. Give me power, every power to be. Keep me true, Lord, keep me true. Is that your prayer tonight? Lord, keep us true. Keep me true, Lord, keep me true. Lord Jesus, keep me true. Just because there is a race I must run, they are victories to be won. Give me power, every, as we put our hands together. Hold my hand, Lord, hold my hand, Lord Jesus, hold my hand. Hold my hand, Lord. I've never walked this way before. I've only come in this last age. There is a race, there is a race I must run, they are victories to be won. Give me power, every hour to be. There is a race, the race I must, not only race, Father, they are victories. Thank you, Lord. As we put our hands together, keep me true, Lord, keep me true. Lord Jesus, keep me. Keep me true, Lord, keep me true. Lord Jesus, keep me true. Just because I must run, they are victories to be won. Give me power every hour to be. Keep me true, Lord, keep me true. Lord Jesus, keep me. That's my prayer, Lord, keep me. Lord Jesus, keep me. Just because I must run, they are victories to be. Give me power, every to be. Just because there is a race I must run, they are victories to be won. Give me power, every one to be. Speak to me, Lord, speak to me, Lord Jesus, speak to me now, speak to me, Lord Jesus, speak to me. Just because I must run, they are victories to be won. Give me power, every hour to be. I say there is a race. Hallelujah. There is a race I must run, and there are victories to be won. Give me power, every hour to be. There is a race, the race I must run, they are victories to be won. Give me power, every. kind of applause. There is really a race that Christians, believers should run. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Want to stand to our feet for a moment. Let's stand to our feet. Praise God. Want to sing, the love of Jesus is so wonderful. The love of Jesus Christ. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth on him should not perish, but have eternity, eternal life. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord another hand of applause. Raise the key a bit. The love of Jesus is so wonderful, so wonderful. The love of Jesus is so wonderful. The love of Jesus is so wonderful. The love of Jesus is so wonderful. Oh, wonderful. The love of Jesus is so wonderful. The love of Jesus is so wonderful. The love of Jesus is so wonderful. Oh, wonderful. Sometimes so high, you can't get over it. So low. God in simplicity. So white, you can't get around it. Oh, wonderful. The love of Jesus is so wonderful. The love of, do you believe it, church? Hallelujah. The love of Jesus is so wonderful. Oh, wonderful. The love of Jesus is so wonderful. The love of Jesus is so wonderful. The love of Jesus is so wonderful. Oh, wonderful. Sometimes so high. You can't get over it. So low. You can't get under it. So wide. You can't get around it. Oh, wonderful. Hallelujah. Maoko kuna Jesu. The love of Jesus. We didn't contribute anything. He just loved us. It's so wonderful. Singayo hamba lotina kulumshava si ekaya ezolweni. Singayo hamba lotina kulumshava si ekaya ezolweni. Siti aleluya, aleluya. Siti aleluya ezolweni. Siti aleluya, hallelujah, everybody. Hallelujah, ezulwini. Singayo hamba lotina kulumshava si ekaya ezulwini. Singayo hamba lotina kulumshava. Oh, si ekaya ezul. Siti alelu, siti ale, siti ale. Hallelujah, ezolwe siti, siti, siti. We are the people. We are the people of God. We came from God, going back to God. Hallelujah. We are the people of God. We came from God, going back to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Wave your hands. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are the children. We are the children of God. We came from God, going back to God. Hallelujah. We are the children of God. We came from God, going back to God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We are the people. Yes, we are the people of God. We came from God, going back to God. Hallelujah, we are the people of God. We came from God, going back to God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Singayo hambalo jina kulumshava si ekaya ezolweni. Singayo hambalo jina kulumshava o si ekaya ezulwi siti hale siti hale siti hale haleluya ezulwi siti hale siti hale siti hale haleluya ezulwini mauku kuna Jesu. Jesus never failed. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth will pass away. My Jesus never fails. Yes, Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth will pass away. My, put your hands together, Pastor. Yes, Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth will pass away. My Jesus never, never, never. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth will pass away. My Jesus never, never, never. Jesus never, never. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth will pass away. My, one more time. Never, never. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth will pass away. My Jesus never fails. Hallelujah. Maoko kuna Jesu. Heaven and earth. Denga nenyika shuchapura. Kwete Jesu wangu. Kwete shoko. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Want to sing? I will give the glory to Jesus and tell of his wonderful love. Amen. Ibaseluaki. I'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his love, and tell of his love. I'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his wonderful love. I'll give the glory to Jesus, everybody. Well, and tell of his love, and tell of, I'll give the glory to Jesus, and tell of his wonderful love. I'll give the glory to Jesus. Jesus, and tell of his love, and tell of his love. I'll give the glory to Jesus, and tell of his wonderful love. One more time, I'll give the glory to, hallelujah. Well, and tell of his love, and tell of, I'll give the glory to Jesus, and tell of his wonderful love. Shall we take our seats? Want to sing a special? Amen. Want to sing a special? Praise God. The second handed rope. Unfortunately, we don't have the words today. Amen. I wish you could sing with me. Want to sing the second handed rope. Praise God. Elisha followed the message of Elijah. His desire to have a double portion, the second handed rope fell on him. Elisha followed the message of Elijah. His desire to have a double portion. Thus the former and the latter rain. That second handed rope fell on him. Well, that second handed rope now falling on me. Thank you, Lord. That second handed rope now falling on me to prepare me for this oncoming squeeze, to give me victory when crossing over Jordan, to release that giant in me for the faithful ministry, to release that David to cut off the head of Goliath. I'm also following the message of Elijah. My desire to have a double portion. Thus the former and the latter rain. Thus the symbols and the full revelation. That second hand. Dead rope now falling on me. That second hand, dead rope now falling on me. Thank you, Jesus. That second hand, dead rope now falling on me. To prepare me for this oncoming squeeze, to give me victory when crossing over Jordan, to release that giant in me for the faithful ministry, to release that David to chop off the head of Goliath. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. That second handed rope fell on them. That second handed rope now falling on me. Thank you, Jesus. That second handed rope now falling on me to prepare me for this oncoming squeeze, to give me victory when crossing over Jordan, to release that giant in me for that dreadful ministry, to release that David, to cut off the head of Goliath. That second handed rope now falling on me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The second hand is now falling on me. Second handed rope. I need your touch once again. I need your touch. Hallelujah. I need your touch. I need your touch. I need your touch. Hallelujah. Once again, I need you. Once again, as we raise our hands to Him. Hallelujah. Once Zekareishen di bate Zekareishen di bate iwo. Hallelujah. Zekareishen di bate Zekareishen di bate iwo. Hallelujah. I need your touch. That's my prayer tonight. Well, once again, I need your touch. Hallelujah. Once again, as we change the order of the service, we say amen, amen, amen. We say amen, amen, amen. We say amen, amen, amen. We say amen. We say amen, amen, amen. Lord, we say amen, amen, amen. We say amen, amen, amen. We say amen. One more time. We say amen, amen, amen. Lord, we say amen, amen, amen. Lord, we say amen.
Sing it one more time. Are you saying amen, amen this evening? Let's sing it now. Say amen, amen, amen. We say amen.
We say amen, amen, amen. We say amen.
How about let's say, I say amen.
Amen. I say amen, amen, amen. Oh, I now say amen, amen, amen. I say amen, amen, amen. I say amen.
Shall we bow our heads for a word of prayer? Eternal Heavenly Father, we are so thankful, Lord, today that, Father, we can come, Lord, into your house, Lord, to hear your word as you speak to our hearts, O God. Lord Jesus Christ, we know before the foundation of the world, the current situation, you knew it, and you allowed it to happen. If you had not allowed it to happen, Lord, it would not have been the way it is. Lord, we know all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, no wonder why the scriptures say we don't pray that we don't get into temptation. But Lord, to say for every temptation you give us the way of escape. This is our prayer tonight, Almighty Jehovah. Lord, the people who are connected, oh God, to the main line, they know how to pray. They know how to ask. And Father, because they are connected to the main line, when they pray, when they ask, you give to them, Lord. Your children are in your house, Lord, this evening. Lord, they want to hear from you. They've got, some have got questions. Some have got burdens. Some, oh God, they are in a way, in a fix. Lord Jehovah, we realize one time, Jacob was in a fix, but he came to you. You solved his situation, Lord. If there is also somebody in a fix, Father, tonight, oh God, may he or she get his answer, Lord God. But Father, would say like those men that were going to Emmaus, did not our hearts burn within us as we spoke to us on the way? Grant it, Father, we pray, as we surrender and commit and dedicate this service, Lord, in your hands, in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And all shall say, Amen. We want to thank you for coming tonight as I greet you in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to greet the sisters in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Brothers too, in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Those via live streaming, in the name of Jesus Christ, greetings. I hear the abundance of rain. Hallelujah. We are so happy this evening that we are in the house of the Lord. I received a call from Sister Msarapasi. She was thanking you, saints, for prayers. Yes, for praying for her. It made the burden lighter when her mother went to be with the Lord. She says, if you can continue remembering the family in prayer. Amen. Are you happy to be in the house of the Lord? I am very happy. Today is a special day, because we are going to have time to pray. Maybe we raise our feet as we read our scripture. We always come to church expecting, and the Lord always come and he will give to us in as much as we are expecting. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, one verse, we'll read verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. May the Lord bless the reading of his word as you take your seats. Last time, it's difficult, yes, to see some of the faces because of what we are putting on. Yeah, but I believe you are following the services, whether in person in here or via live streaming. So I believe tonight's message is almost a continuation of that which we talked about in the last service. So I believe you'll be able to catch up. So So the last service day, we did not read this scripture, but we talked about being connected with the main line. So, yes, under the same anointing, we're going to talk tonight about a person or the prayer of a person who is connected to the main line. So last service, when we spoke about that, so we're saying people got to be connected to the main line. We also mentioned that in the natural, or we take or we call upon plumbers or electricians to fix the things that would be affecting our natural main lines. So these people, they can't fix removing natural blockages to enable free flow. We also mentioned to say, in our case, we need to fix our lives, confess our sins in order to remove excess baggage, therefore allowing free access and free flow. If we fix our lives, we confess our sins, there is no blockage. Therefore, our prayers can be heard. Now, that's why we are talking tonight about a prayer of a person who is connected with the main line. Now, when we're talking about a main line for a power or a power utility, it is transforming or transporting power or current. So, in fact, you are transporting power from the powerhouse, and if you are connected, it means you also become a small powerhouse. That's why we are saying we need to remove anything that affects the free flow of power or of current to enable you to become a powerhouse. We also spoke about situations last time where in some people who were not connected to the main line, where they were in trouble, they went to look for witches to help them. But we also saw on the contrary, on the flip side, those people who were connected with the main line, when they had issues, they easily could connect to the main line. So tonight we want to look at a prayer of somebody who is connected to the main line. We're going to center our thoughts on the message preached by the prophet called Love. The situation, you know, most of you, if not all of you, you know the issue about Auntie Jemima. So our story starts like this. The prophet is at the airport. He boards a plane from Dallas going to his home area. But he was passing through an area called Memphis. And in this situation, we also find an old woman or Afro-American woman. She is in a situation. She has an 18-year-old boy. But she had prayed for that boy, and God gave her that boy. And as a young man, the boy was well behaved. But as he went into adulthood, he associated himself with wrong company. And he caught a social disease. He was sick unto death, and the doctors had pronounced that he was going to die. Now, this is the situation we find ourselves in. But there was a woman who was connected to the mainliner. She was not comfortable to let her son, her baby, to die in such a condition. She said, I remember I read in the Bible, there was a woman there in the Bible who fits my kind of description. She said, my name is Auntie Jemima. There should be a prophet Elisha, because she was connected to the main line. She went to pray. Now, as she is praying, something happens. The plane is now airborne. Now going from Dallas, and now this woman was praying. Now, brother and sister, what we want to do tonight, just after a few comments, we just want to come to a time of prayer. The reason why we want to pray is because we realize if we are connected to the main line and you pray, something has to happen. We are told God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the prophet teaches us to say, if you find a situation in the Bible which is close or closely resembles your situation, pick it up, present it before the Lord. God will do exactly what he did. This is exactly what happened to Auntie Jemima. That's exactly because she's seen a situation in the Bible, and she took it and presented it before the Lord. Now, if it happened for Auntie Jemima, we also want to put this into practice tonight. And if we believe God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, tonight your situation will be changed. Now, so yes, she started praying. Now, as she was praying around about 3 o'clock, something happened. We come to paragraph 65 of the same message. So she's saying, I prayed for 2 days and said, this morning about 3 o'clock, I was dreaming. I dreamt I was talking to the Lord. You don't do that except your connection to the Lord is clear. Conversely, if your connection is not right, nightmares will be after you. Praise be the name of the Lord. Even if a nightmare comes, you have the right fix your life and say, I don't want to have you nightmare coming again. How many believe that is possible? God gives us as much as we ask him. She said, I said, Lord, where is your Elisha? And said, I seen a man coming with a gray suit, with a little bitty semi-western hair. This, she is dreaming, and the prophet saying, that's the way I was dressed. Now, so what she saw in a dream, this Auntie Jemima, now she is seeing it happening lively. Said, he said, just wait. I said, I walked right out here and been standing ever here since. I know you were coming. Now I see you coming. Now, brother, if you are so connected to the main line, your faith does not shake. It is established, stands on a rock, not on shifting stands. She is clear. I know you were coming. Now I see you are coming. Said, I thought, Lord, you stop him. I won't have to say a thing. I like that. This Auntie Jemima, she said, even if I see him walking past, I will not stop him. It's him who is going to stop. Brother, that's exactly what actually happened. In fact, the prophet, when he was passing by, he passed by the woman, and then she said, good morning, person. And he kind of like proceeded. And then something struck him. To say, how would she know that I am a person? That's when he turned back and spoke to this woman. Bring into pass what the woman said. To say, I don't have to stop him. Brother and sister, we know we are powerful, we have the power. In other words, Auntie Jemima was controlling the movement of the prophet. I want to believe the prophet was tired of empty campaigns. He was supposed to go home and rest a little bit. But not until Auntie Jemima's request has been answered. Ah, brother and sister, you have the right to say, Lord, until my issue has been fixed, there is not going to be peace in heaven. It is possible, brother and sister. No wonder why nature had to develop. I want to believe when the plane left Dallas, the weather was all right. But somehow, when it was approaching Memphis, a storm developed. The pilot tried to say, I'm going 36 feet above sea level. He went up. Nothing could happen. He said, maybe 30 feet below sea level I'll go. It was even worse. Until he said, no other option. I have to make an emergency landing. What caused this? It was a prayer of somebody who was connected to the main line. This evening, brother and sister, I'm saying, be connected to the main line such that when you pray, it doesn't matter the situation, your prayer will be answered. If Sister Hetty Wright's prayer was answered, I want salvation of my two boys. It was answered there and there, brother. Praise be the name of the Lord. I believe it, brother and sister. Nature can even aid you. Hallelujah. So the prophet was also telling her to say, now all was happening, the Holy Spirit was telling me to walk. Say to us, this must have been the Lord. Now, so he is introducing himself, the prophet. He said, well, auntie, my name is Branham. Said, I'm glad to meet you, Pastor Branham. I said, did you ever hear of me? Said, no, I don't believe I did. I like this woman. She didn't matter whether knowing you or not, it doesn't matter. What I know for sure, you are coming. So that's what is important for me. Whether you are Branham or whatever, I just know somebody with that Western head like you. I said my ministry is paying for their sick. Listen to this. I don't think she was along them lines. She was not interested. But she said, no, say, I never did hear of you. It didn't matter, brother. What she wanted, what she saw in the vision, was to see this man with that head entering in the compound and pray for the boy. Glory. And I said, the Holy Spirit has me walking down this way. Now he said something that tickled her heart. She said, won't you come in? Glory be to God. I went in, old-fashioned water-filled fence and a plow point. So he was just talking about the way, she was a poor woman. No rug on the floor, just wood like this, little old poster bed, sign hanging on the wall, God bless our home. I would rather have than that, than all the pinups or anything else that you could put in that shows that it was a Christian home. Now, so he is now inside. He sees a boy, the one that was suffering, saying about 18 years. Now, he could hardly speak. So he was just saying, you know. It's dark here. So he said, what's the matter with him? Can't he talk? So he said, he's been unconscious. It's been 2 days. He thinks he's out on a deep sea, and he's in a darkness and lost. The tears running down her big old fat cheeks. The third person, I can't stand to hear my baby die and have that on my heart the rest of my days that my baby was lost. And I thought, a baby, weighing about 180 pounds. Now, thus was mother's love, mother's love. No matter what he has done, he was still baby. He was still her loving child. I looked at her. I couldn't hardly choke back the tears looking at her. And I said, is it very bad? He is dying person. The doctor man said, don't call him no more. He's gone. No, so the prophet is talking about, he touched his feet. It was real sticky. Just to confirm that he was going the same manner the doctor had said. Now we just move further down. And then she go down there over me and put the foot on the bed and held the boy by the feet. So the prophet was saying, let's now pray for the... Now, listen to this one closely. Now, is the prophet talking? He is saying, Auntie, will you lead us in prayer? Brother and sister, you can see we had the man of God in our days. It's unthinkable. A whole prophet of the age asking a woman, an Afro-American woman, Negro, to say, lead us in prayer. Tonight we are talking about a prayer of a person who is connected to the main line. She said, yes, person. Oh, brother, you talk about a prayer. You can tell somebody who is connected to the main line. I just cried like a baby. That's the prophet. After hearing the prayer of somebody who is connected to the mainliner, to hear that old saint, and I was just quiet and cool. I said, Lord God, she was saying, she said, last night when you spoke to me, your poor handmaid, in the dream, and you told me that this person was coming. I know that my baby is going to speak to me. And he say he'll be saved before he goes. Brother and sister, if you know your connection to the main line is right, the way you pray is different. This woman, she knew her boy was going to die. But she said, I will not let him die and when he is still a sinner. He said, Lord, if he is going to die, but first of all, he has to make his life right. When his life is right, I can allow you to take my boy. Brother, talk about somebody who knows his maker. Sometimes you ask, you speak direct. You make your prayer request direct. To say, Lord, there is just one option. He is not going to die until and unless he has fixed his life. This is the cry of a mother. This is the cry of somebody who is connected to the main line. Brother Mainline said, Amen. Mainline declared, heaven declared, to say, I heard the prayer of this widow woman. Remember, we are saying a mainline is transforming or transporting power from the powerhouse to a mini powerhouse. Auntie Jemima, she was a mini powerhouse. No wonder why when she was praying, she imparted life to the dying child. We are looking for brothers. We are looking for sisters who can impart life in this dying age. It is possible, brother and sister. When your connection is right, when you speak, it is as good as deity is speaking. Remember, deity is not in heaven. Deity is not in heaven. If you go in heaven looking for deity, I have got bad news for you. You won't find him there. Deity is in a believer. That believer is connected to the mainliner, such that when he or she speaks, it's just as good as deity speaking. Remember, an adopted son, an adopted daughter, whomever he hires is hired. Whomever he, who is fired, you cannot even appeal. If you appeal, you are put behind bars for disobeying a lawful order. If he signs a check to withdraw $20,000 or $1 million, as long as he or she is an adopted daughter or son of God, that check is honored. It will not bounce. Glory be to God. So she was talking like that, the tears running down both our cheeks then. Got through praying and reached down apron. She wiped the tears. And she said, now will you pray, person? Glory be to God. Now she just wanted her prayer to be reinforced. of what she had seen in the dream. I like moving in the path, in the beaten path of the word. No wonder why I'm so much against this issue of fear, brother. When you are connected to the main line, you should not fear anything, brother. Because you know yourself. You are the powerhouse. In fact, it's other things that are supposed to be scared of you because you are carrying yourself voltage, which is written danger. Brother, if you look at the power utilities, Zesa, their poles, they are written, it's danger. And it is truthful, brother, if you touch there, danger is on you. So if you are connected to the main source, if you are connected to the main line, in fact, you are written danger. Oh, we are looking at dangerous people. It's you. Hallelujah. So demons should be afraid of you. Poverty should be afraid of you. It should not come close to you because you are fearsome. You are dangerous. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Why should it so want to come close to you? Even demons, they should run away from you because you are a dangerous person. Glory be to God. Message believers are dangerous. No wonder why the scripture says fearful in praises. Hallelujah. Our God is fearful in praises. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? From eternity to eternity, he is God. And if you are connected to such a God, why should you fear, brother? The Lord is my shepherd. Even if you walk in the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. Hallelujah! You are encompassed, brother and sister. Especially when it hurts so bad. That's the time for you to start praising the Lord. You know the demons, they are defeated there. It's darkest before dawn. When you see temptation, trouble coming in their multitudes, you can say, I hear the abundance of rain. You can start shouting, glory be to God. It is possible, brother. That's exactly what Elijah did. When his servant came and told him on the seventh time, to say, I saw a small cloud the size of man's hand. Then he said, run quick. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Don't wait for a total change of your situation. When you just see just a small shift, start confessing. Start praising. Oh, extra, extra, I can see. Extra, extra, I can see. This old man is crazy. But he continues saying, extra, extra, I can see. What then happened? He started running, somebody chasing his apparatus. Because for indeed he could see. Your body should obey the confession of your mouth. Your body should be subjected, brother, to what you say. If you say you are poor, indeed you'll be poor. You will die poor. You have nobody to blame but yourself. It is your confession. When I am poor, I am rich. When I am weak, I am strong. Why, if you are weak, brother, there is El Shaddai. You can now nest of him and you'll be strong. Brother and sister, it is possible. It is possible. I believe it. Especially if you are connected. Okay, let's just have time to pray. We can take our positions tonight. We just want to pray. like this very woman, she had a desire. And she prayed. God gave her her desire. Tonight, brother and sister, even if you have got more than one desire, it is possible you can present them before the Lord. Say, Lord, I also happen to be a black somebody. If it happened that you went and heard the prayer of that Negro woman, tonight it is my night. I am going to hold on to you. I'll ask Brother Caleb to just lead us in prayer. Just feel free if you want to pray. I think we've got around about 10 or so minutes if you want to pray. Just hold it before the Lord tonight. Ah, brother, I believe tonight your situation should be changed. Whether you are at home or here, just put it before the Lord tonight. I believe it, brother and sister. You'll never go home the same way you came in.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Ishe tinouya pamberi penyu madekwana ano. Mwari tinokutendai Jehovah. Baba matirangarira manhero anhasi. Ishe tinokutendai nedzidziso yakadai. Tinokutendai nekutirangaridza Jehovah. Baba ichokwadi riripo gwenya. Uripo muzinda wegwenya Mwari. Chiripo chitubu cheupenyu. Baba tinokutendai Mwari. Ishe tiri kufara kuti hatisitega panapa. Oh, mutsvene Mwari tibatsirei. Ishe tida kuva vanhu vari connected nemi. Baba tibatsirei Jehovah. Mwari titarise upenyu hwedu. Baba titanhaure zvese zvinofanira kutanhaurika. Tibvise tsika dzese dzinofanira kubva Mwari. Dzinotadzisa Ishe kuti connection iitike. Baba tibatsirei Jehovah. Mwari tishandure Ishe. Nongedzerai Mwari pakasviba muupenyu hwedu. Nongedzerai Ishe Baba pane upenyu hwakasviba hunofanirwa kugadziriswa. Baba asina kudzokera kudzimba dzedu tiri zvimwe chete zvatauya tiri. Baba Ishe Jehovah Mwari. Tiri kushura connection iyi. Kubatana uku Mwari. Kubatana nemi Jehovah. Baba asina kubatana nenyika ino. Toda kubatana naMwari. Toda kubatana nemweya mutsvene. Toda kubatana nadzienda nakuenda. Toda kubatana nerudo Mwari. Tibatsirei Jehovah Mwari. Father, you are life forevermore. Father, we uplift your holy name. Father, we thank you tonight. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, God. Father, we want to be connected. Father, we want to see this reality in our life. Baba asina kuti tingozvinzwe zvichiitikira kune vamwe. Toda kuti zviitike muupenyu hwedu. Ishe mutsvene makanaka. Mwari tiri kuuya pamberi penyu madekwana ano. Father, we are desiring this connection. We are crying for connection, Lord. Oh, God. There is a headquarter. Father, we want to represent you. We want to be connected. As sisters, we want to be connected. As believers, we want to be connected. As wives, we want to be connected, Lord. As husbands, we want to be connected. As sons and daughters of God, Father, we want to be connected. Oh, God. Oh, Lord Jesus. Father, we are taught tonight that the prayer of a connected somebody, it moves elements. Oh, Father, what an example, oh, God. Oh, Lord Jesus. Munhu werudzi rwedu ishe mutema. Andi jemaima weganda redu mwari. Ise baba akamisa ndege. Mwari choda kumisa zvinhu zviri kuti netsa muupenyu hwedu. Riripo simba mwari. Rekumisa zvinoshupa muupenyu hwedu. Rekumisa urwere hose. Rekumisa ishe matambudziko ose ari mumhuri. Father God, the power is here, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus. Father, help us. Oh, God. We remember also in the days of Elijah, he was so connected with you until he declared, zvikanzi hakuchava nemvura kwemakore matatu nechidimbu kusvika ini ndati zviuye mwari. Oh, Father, what a man. He was connected with you, O God. Father, we believe it's possible, even in our land also, to be connected with you. Oh, God, help us. Oh, Lord Jesus. Father, you are holy, Lord. We remember William Branham when he was in India. Oh, God. Father, after seeing that vision, and he was so convinced that he had a connection with you. And Father, he declared before thousands of people, he said, if this man is not going to see, you can write whatever you want. You can put a poster on my back to say this man is a false prophet. Oh, Father, what a connection. Father, we desire the same thing also. May you help us, Father. Father, we want to be changed. We want to be molded according to your word. Baba, tibatsire changami. Mwari wariko kumusoro kudenga. Baba, tinobvuma mwari. Kuti connection zedu. Hatisati dzasvika chaipo chaipo. Mwari tinobvuma. Kuti hatisaita kwana kusvika chaipo ipo mwari. Apo munoda Jehovha. Kuti kana tataura ishe. We know the heavens is behind us. Father, we want to reach those levels. We want to reach those moments, Lord. When we speak, Father, we know the devil cannot talk anymore. Oh, Father, may you help us. We want to be better believers. We want to be better Christians. Better sons and daughters of God. Better husbands. Better wives. Oh, God. Father, there is a possibility. Father, we thank you for loving us. The reason why you told us this is because there is a possibility. Really? Zvinokwanisika mwari. Kuva neconnection, Baba. Even in this time of lockdown, Father, it's possible. Oh, God. Father, we are coming back to you tonight. Oh, Lord Jesus. May you forgive our shortcomings. May you forgive us, Lord, all the wrong things we might have done unto you. Father, we pray for grace and mercy. Oh, God. Father, we thank you. Father, we uplift your holy name. Oh, God, our hearts are crying for a deeper connection. Oh, God. What good is it to hear about connection, yet we are not connected? Father, we want this connection. Oh, God. Father, if we are connected, we cannot be shaken. Father, oh God, Peter said, to whom shall we go? Father, we want to say the same thing. Hatina kumwe kokuenda mwari. Hatina kumwe kokutizira Jehovah. Baba, ndimi zvese zvatinoda. Ndimi zvese zvatinoshuvira mwari. Oh, Father. Lord, we thank you tonight. Father, we appreciate you. Father, we glorify your name. Oh, Lord Jesus. Father, from henceforth, God, we want to be connected with you. From henceforth, Lord, our desire is to be more connected. Oh, God. Father, help us, Lord Jesus. We are taught by the prophet that many times we cry to God, and at the same time, God will be expecting us to speak. Oh, Father, help us, Lord Jesus, to realize that we have power of God. Father, we thank you. Father, we uplift your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for using our pastor. Thank you for the vessel you have used, Lord. Oh, Father, indeed you have spoken to our hearts. Thank you, Father, for this inspiration. Thank you for this line of thought. Indeed, Lord, we have benefited. Oh, Father, we pray, O God, that you restore back the virtue that has gone out of the men of God. Father, we pray for the many days ahead. May you use them more and more for the benefit of your children. Oh, Father, we commit the rest of the church in your holy hands. We pray, oh, Father God, for those that manage to come tonight. Oh, Lord, we know for sure that they're not going back home empty-handed. But, Father God, they can confess with their mouth that indeed the Lord has spoken to our hearts. Father, may you bless even those watching from live stream. May you be with them, oh God. May you bless them with the same measure. Anoint them, Lord, with the same measure also. Father, we thank you. We glorify your name, O God. Father, we appreciate you. Father, you love us, O God. Thank you, Lord, for your visitation. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your presence, O God. Father, we appreciate you. Thank you for remembering us. Oh, Father, we pray, Lord, for our office bearers in our church. May you bless them, O God, our deacons, our trustees. Oh, Lord Jesus, our Sunday school teachers. Father God, our song leaders, interpreters. Father, we pray that you bless them. May you grant to them what they desire deep down their hearts. Father, may you be with us also, even as your children will be traveling, going back to their place of abode. We pray that you grant them traveling grace. Oh, Father, we know even now as transport is scarce, Father, we just pray that you provide them, oh God. You are Jehovah Jireh. Father, we thank you so much. We uplift your holy name. Father, we thank you. We love you, Lord. We commit everything in your holy hands. In the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
You know the Holy Hills? Maybe just a few minutes. The Holy of Heaven calling. Across the sea, where now.
And crowns are given, those hills of hope are gone.
Holy Hills, let's sing one more time.
Thou Holy Hills, of heaven coming to mansions proud across the sea, where loved ones wait in crowns. Those hills of gold.
Yes, calling me now.
Are calling me. This house of flesh.
It is but a prison.
Is but a prison.
Bars of bone.
Bars of bone.
Holding my soul.
Hold my soul.
Glory be to God.
Past the doors of clay, one day will burst wide open. When the angels say, my spirit's free, I'll take my flight like a mighty eagle. When those hills of gold start calling me.
Last chorus, I see the loved ones.
I see loved ones over your dark.
Let's hear the sisters singing now. Sisters. Sisters alone. Let's sing the chorus, sisters. We're going to sing the chorus all together without the musicians. Let's sing it now.
This house of flesh is but a prison. Bars of bone. Hold my soul. But the door. They will burst wide open when the angels say, my spirit free, I'll take my flight like a mighty eagle. Those hills.
churches. Give a clap offering to the Lord. We want to thank the Lord tonight. We have come to the end of our service. Let's pray for the service on Friday, that the Lord will come speak to our hearts. Let's keep connected to the main line, so that indeed the request of your heart will be given. I love you. Let's continue loving one another. Until we meet again, God bless you and shalom. It will also be nice tonight, just for a few minutes. Maybe some of you have not seen, or I have not seen you for a long time. Seeing you a few, we can just greet one another. I will also be holding this, just to help me with the temptation, so that we conform to the regulatory authorities. God bless you until we meet again. We'll be given a dismissal song.
I believe God, I believe God, it shall be done. Even as he says, trust and obey. Look up and say, say, I believe God. Everybody see it. I believe God. Well, I believe God, it shall be done. Well, even as he said, trust and obey. Look up and say, say, I believe God. Everybody sing, I believe God. Well, I believe God. Oh, it shall be done. Oh, even as he said, trust and obey. Look up and say, say, I believe God. One more time now sing, I believe God. I believe God, it shall be done. Even as he said, trust and obey. Look up and say, I believe, I believe.